composting leaves and grass clippings will greatly benefit your garden. We're getting started next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Make room to compost organic material for your garden. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening, share some advice.
Well, let's see. First of all, location. There's the ideal location, and then there's the location that's functional. Ideal location is going to be in the sun, where it can get a little bit warm from the sun. That will help things, the bacteria, move. It's not like they're warm-blooded and have heartbeats or anything like that, and blood circulating there. They're just little, pretty simple microbes, and the only way they can heat up is to eat food and close together, and if you give them a jump start by keeping it warm, they'll be more active while they're trying to build up heat. So in the sun is a really good spot. And practically speaking, though, there's a lot more practical considerations. I mean, how many of us think we can get away with putting the compost pile in the front lawn? I mean, if the neighbors don't kill you, the spouse will. So there's that eyesore. Where can I put it where the neighbors won't get mad? Where can I put it where my wife won't get mad? Where can I put it where people won't get mad, but I still have access to the pile? And that's a big deal. How am I going to access that pile? So all those factors come into play. And, you know, with me, I've looked at it. I have sunny areas where I can put it. That's right over by the neighbors, or it's too hard to get to. And so, you know, it's not going to be used if I have to fight to get to it. I will go out and maybe throw water on it once a week if I feel like it, if I'm in the mood. And that's because I know ultimately compost happens. There are ways to make it happen maybe more efficiently, maybe quicker.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.